a group of New Zealand scientists has developed a way to disinfect and recycle personal protective equipment. I don't think I've even heard the acronym PPE before the COVID pandemic, but now, of course, most of us know what that means, personal protective equipment. And Dr. Yvonne Anderson led the team of researchers finding a way to keep healthcare workers in particular safe and also minimising medical waste. Yvonne joins us on the line from Perth now. Hi there.
Tēnā koe, Jesse.
Tēnā koe. Hey, lovely to have you on the show. How does a New Zealander end up in Perth? Are you there temporarily or is that where you're based?
Oh, well, I'm a paediatrician by trade and very passionate about child health and wellbeing outcomes. And this is the role that extends that work in terms of innovative solutions to complex health problems. So hopefully it can help assist with child health and wellbeing outcomes for tamariki and rangatahi in Aotearoa as well as Australasia.
And I guess of all the states you could be in at the moment, Western Australia would be one of the quieter ones when it comes to COVID-19. Do I have that right?
I think we're very much following the same sort of line as Aotearoa at the moment, Jesse. So Omicron is here, and whilst the border has been shut again indefinitely, it's definitely going to be circulating in Western Australia from here on in. So I think we're probably in exactly the same situation as yourselves with bracing ourselves for what's coming.
We are bracing ourselves, but you know, most of us aren't paediatricians. For you, I imagine it's a sense of a real calm before the storm.
Oh, yes, but I think we're getting pretty used to it now. So it's been going on since March 2020, and I think in lots of ways you can never be completely ready because things change and you have to pivot and be pretty reflexive as you go forward and try and keep hope and optimism at the fore.
Yeah, and I know this is not what we're interviewing on, Yvonne, but while I've got you here, anything that you would say to parents who are really anxious about their child getting Omicron? It's really, I think, the first time here in New Zealand where it feels like something that might possibly, even probably, will happen. You know, anything to say to people listening, parents in particular?
Well, I think the initial findings are encouraging in terms of the severity of disease with tamariki and rangatahi, but there's been some great work that one of my colleagues, Stuart Dalziel, was involved with at the University of Auckland that really does show that vaccination is key in terms of preventing severity with COVID, and that's been from a really large international cohort. So I think probably the message is we're not just trying to protect adults and transmission across the community when we're looking at vaccination for our tamariki and rangatahi. It's still very important for them themselves. So I guess that would probably be the key message at the moment with what we have to date in terms of information.
Yeah, and no sign of vaccination yet for the under fives. It's just, I imagine, a matter of protecting the people around them and being careful what you do with them.
Oh, absolutely. And I think the thing that we do need to do is be very cautious in terms of not jumping the gun and making sure that the data is still there, because obviously our tamariki and rangatahi are very precious to all of us.
Now, we're here to talk about personal protective equipment, and just tell us how you got involved in this particular area and what problem it was that you're trying to solve.
Sure. Well, when I was working on the wards back in March 2020, supporting the hospital preparation when COVID first hit, it was really key that one of the major risks for healthcare workers' safety was running out of PPE. And we were receiving all these media accounts of colleagues wearing rubbish bags to try and protect themselves overseas, which was simply inappropriate and unacceptable. And there were lots of calls coming through in the international literature for ways to conserve PPE, and one of the suggestions was disinfection for potential reuse. So we set about trying to understand how to do this safely, and I guess I started drawing on my skill set of working to find innovative solutions to complex problems and working across transdisciplinary teams to bring the teams that needed to be brought together into one group to try and answer some of the key questions around how to disinfect PPE safely.
Yeah, and was there an existing sort of school of thought on the best ways to disinfect PPE, or had it never really been discussed before that you might need to do it?
So there's been lots of past work on methods such as heat and UV disinfection. But the challenge for us was that no one had actually looked at single-use medical products because they're single-use. Now, I think this is key in terms of challenging our way of thinking, because obviously now the other massive impact is on the environment with all of this huge increase in plastic waste. So we did have some leads, and the key contenders we saw were probably UV disinfection or heat. And what we found, which we've just published, is that whilst UV disinfection is great for flat surfaces, it's not great for all those irregularities of the PPE, such as around the nose bridge or the straps on a mask, and the UV just doesn't necessarily get there. So we pivoted quite quickly to heat, which was clear that it did disinfect the PPE. And then we needed to start looking at whether or not the heat and temperatures affected the material.
Right, you can clean it, but you don't want to reduce its effectiveness.
Yes, absolutely. So one of the key things probably to be aware of is that we don't want to all go around sticking our masks in a home oven, because home ovens have quite a large bounce of temperature, so you could actually cook your PPE to the point where it doesn't actually function anymore. And so you actually need a very static temperature to do this. That's why we were looking at how could we do this on scale and rapidly mobilise and scale something that was able to go wherever it was needed in the globe, depending on surges based on variant outbreaks around the globe.
Okay, what did you come up with?
So we had to build the plane in the air a little bit in terms of the fact that normally you would answer all the scientific questions before you start the implementation side. But because everything needs to be done at pace with COVID, we actually started piloting the implementation project at Port Taranaki alongside all of the scientific questions being answered in the lab so that we could rapidly move it into the real world. And what we undertook was creating a system that could be packed down into 20-foot shipping containers and then be transported quickly to wherever it needed to be. So we built a large oven inside a shipping container with pressure rooms on either side of the oven for sorting PPE. And I think what's really critical to emphasise is that we wouldn't be disinfecting all PPE for healthcare worker use in the need of having to reuse it. We'd be very much sorting those items that were soiled or damaged in any way and rediverting them straight to waste.
Yeah, and that's part of your plan as well, right, is what to do with the ones that you can't save and reuse.
Absolutely. So one of the things that evolved through the project was that we had this focus on disinfecting PPE for potential reuse to protect and support healthcare workers and other frontline workers. But then we also realised that if we were disinfecting PPE for recycling, we could safely have PPE going into other chains of plastics recycling. And then finally, how could we start to work towards a circular solution whereby we were effectively busting PPE waste into water and other potentially valuable compounds through waste valorisation and hydrothermal processes, which is effectively pressurised high temperatures that really turns that plastic waste into water.
And so the breakthroughs that you've made and the research you've done, do you think it'll make a real world difference to PPE in New Zealand and overseas?
Oh, well, we very much hope so. I mean, we've come a long way in the last 18 months, but there's obviously always still questions to be answered, and very much end-user acceptability is critical in terms of any sort of scale of such a product. But at this stage, we probably need to start partnering with organisations that can rapidly build and scale this sort of solution up. But I think in that regard, we have the last of our results through in terms of bringing that lab result into the real world setting and ensuring that the materials can cope with the cycles of disinfection. And then we can start navigating the logistics of how this will scale.
I know you've been looking at the health sector environment, but for people at home, a lot of people are washing their masks and reusing them. Have you got any thoughts on that?
Yes, well, it's interesting. We seem to be on the verge of looking at whether or not to move from cloth masks now to surgical masks, and then there's also some international thread of the fact that we might need to consider N95 masks for better protection against Omicron. It's really difficult. I totally understand the rationale because of how infectious Omicron is, but we're also custodians of this beautiful planet. So we have to be very cognizant of the fact that N95s are a finite resource, but also that we do have to start laying down the challenge to address the massive environmental impact all of this single-use medical products and single-use products for the public are going to have. So I think that we are in a phase of learning a huge amount more about the transmissibility of Omicron and probably future variants. But I think we need to be very cognizant of the environment as we move forward as well.
So wait and see.
Look, I think safety of healthcare and other frontline workers and health and wellbeing is absolutely critical during the pandemic. So I think we definitely need to follow health advice on this topic. But I also think that we need to be encouraging people to investigate different and look at other ways and innovative solutions of how we manage environmental waste along the way as well.
Okay. Nice to talk to you and congratulations on this breakthrough.
Thanks, Jesse. Your best.
Dr. Yvonne Anderson, part of a New Zealand team looking at safe ways to disinfect and reuse PPE in the health sector.